Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
Let's go to another caller. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share yours with us, let's hear another one.
I wanted to share a story with you. I was talking to a friend about energy and ghosts and entities and demons and all that. And she said, "Hey, do you remember the time?" And I said, "Oh, yeah." So one of those stories. And I had totally forgotten about it. When I was about 16, I was dating a boy that I was head over heels in love with. He was like 19. So I guess nowadays that would probably be illegal. I'm not really sure. But he had a motorcycle, and my dad just adamantly did not ever want me going on the motorcycle. If he wanted to go on a date with me, he had to pick me up in his car. So one day my dad sat me down and he said, "If you go out with him, I'm afraid, or if you continue this relationship with him," basically is what he was saying, "you are going to end up dead." And I said, "Okay." And he said, I want you to break things off with him. There's other guys your age that are out there. Just please trust me." So I did. About 3 weeks later, this guy ended up getting killed on his motorcycle. He actually ended up getting decapitated. And I was absolutely devastated. He was speeding, or I don't really remember what exactly happened, but it was just so eerie that my dad knew that. So my friend and I, we decided about a month and a half after his funeral to go to the cemetery where he was buried and go visit his grave. And we did that. And for some bizarre reason, I decided to take the dirt was still like over his grave. There wasn't grass grown there yet. But I had decided for some crazy reason to take some dirt off of his grave. And I literally took a handful of dirt and threw it into my purse. And I forgot I had it in there. So when I came home, it was about 3 days later, I would come home and I would put my purse. I had like a closet that was directly across from my bed. And it was kind of a narrow, long closet. I'm not sure why it was so small, but it was the way our house was designed, I guess. So I would always hang like my backpack and my purse and my jacket from the hooks that were on the out. I had some on the outside of the door, and then some that were like on the inside of the closet. And I would always hang my purse on the inside of my closet because my sister loved to go through my stuff. So anyway, one night, about 3 nights later, I was laying in bed, and I remember shutting the closet closed, and the door just creaked open. It just, you know, creaked about. It was just, you could just hear it creaking open. And I opened my eyes to see if my sister was going to take something out of my closet, but no one was there. But I saw the closet door opening, and I thought it was odd because she's never done that to me. If she was going to borrow clothes, she would always ask. She wouldn't sneak in at midnight or 1 o'clock because she was 2 years younger than me and wouldn't be up that late. So I just thought that was kind of odd and went back to sleep. That coming weekend, I had my same girlfriend sleep over, the one who, you know, we decided to go to the grave with, and she was sleeping over. And it happened when she was over and she was spending the night, and she was sleeping. I had my bed, and then like kind of off to the corner, my bedroom kind of, I had one of those bay windows in my bedroom that kind of jutted out. And there was like a, I don't know, futon. I don't know what it was called, but you could sleep there. And that's where she would sleep when she slept over. So she was over, and she's said that it opened and she heard movement in the closet, and she woke me up, turned the light on right away and told me. And she said, "What was that? Do you guys have mice there?" And I'm like, "I don't know." So I opened the door, and my purse was on the floor. It wasn't even hanging on the hook anymore. And she said, "Oh my God, do you still have that dirt in your purse?" And I said, "Yeah, I guess." And she's like, "We need to get rid of the purse." So I asked my parents, actually. I was so scared by this happening. I woke my parents up, and my dad was a pretty religious guy. And he took my friend and I, drove us. He wouldn't even throw. He said, "We have to get rid of the purse altogether," and took out like our school IDs and my, you know, money and stuff like that. He said, "We just need to get rid of this whole damn purse." He drove us to a dumpster behind a Burger King and tossed the purse into the trash. It never happened again. But the same, I'm still friends with her. We were talking about it the other day. She's like, "Yeah, do you remember that hold?" And I'm like, "Yes." So I thought I would share that with you guys. I love you guys so much. Thanks. Bye.
But now the Burger King is haunted. So that's you can't just get a Whopper there anymore. It comes with some sort of like side spirit.
A flame broiled scent on everything. I swear to God, there was a Burger King next to the radio station I worked at in Wausau. So we'd go over there a lot, get like a soda. The damn soda tasted like flame broiled because the grease and like in the ice and shit. I'm not even joking. Yes. Yeah.
Somebody just texted in, "Hold on, Dad, that's Gucci." Yeah, don't throw that out.
Well, I was waiting for the whole, he's taking them all the way to the cemetery and they're going to put it back on the grave.
Yeah. You know,
I was hoping
Dad's
for
like,
that.
Hell no.
Yeah, and Dad's like, "We're going to Burger King."
You know where there's a good dumpster.
And then being the good dad that he is, he goes back to the gravesite that night, digs up the body and gets a little pinky, and then turns it into a necklace for his daughter, little girl, gives it to her at Christmas. "Honey, look what I got for you." Now that's a Hallmark Hall of Fame movie moment right there. I mean,
somebody just texted BK, "Have it your way."
That's BTK, "Have it your way." Oh, gosh.
Oh. And that's not really that funny.
No, exactly.
Tony lived here during that time. Yeah. Too. You know, it's I thought it was interesting, though, because I saw Todd's face when she said she reached down and picked up some of the dirt and put it in her purse, and Todd goes,
"Yeah, well, I think we all just jerked."
But it is strange that she put the purse in her closet and then the door's opening by itself. And then they get rid of the purse and it doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the boyfriend trying to like, hey, bye, sort of thing? Because I think he could still get through even if the dirt wasn't there.
The other thing I think is odd for me is that I would not know. I mean, like I throw dirt in my purse and forget about it. Like every time I put my hand in my purse, it's like, oh, there's this dirt from the cemetery.
But you know those girls who have the really big purses with all kinds of shit in them.
Oh, could be.
You know, and they have so much stuff and it weighs like 25 pounds. It's like, mm-hmm. what do you need this? They wouldn't know. They would just know. Like,
but it's like, you know, you have this dirt from your ex-boyfriend's grave in your purse and you forgot about it.
Like you have so much other shit in there.
I guess. I don't know. It seems like that's not something I would forget that easily.
I don't know. I thought, but it's just interesting because I don't think that the door opened just because the grave dirt was in there.
It
opened either way.
Here's an idea. And okay. a thought experiment, if you will. There's a lot of movement to not do caskets and just get buried in a natural, you know, like old school. So you can go back to the earth and you can get, you know, you just disintegrate into it, you know, and you don't need to be in the box. A lot of folks are doing that sort of thing. And then the idea sometimes too, there's like the tree thing. I've heard of that where, you know, so let's just for argument's sake here. You get buried in a field and they grow a ton of flowers and you are, you know, your body is partially nourishing the growth of those flowers. And those flowers go out and they go to be sold through the FTD. And they arrive.
Is that still around? Is FTD still around?
I think FTD owns like 1-800-Flowers and all right. Like that. The bouquets go out. Could the bouquets be haunted with the spirit that technically those flowers have, I guess, some sort of, you know, micronutrients in them that came from a living person?
I know. I'm like, okay, let me think.
I mean,
I say no, but you know, I mean, that'd be a stretch, don't you think?
Yeah, but I think that. Great. Can we win $500, Wink?
There's only one right answer to this question.
Okay, she went with no, so I'm going to go with yes. I think that, yeah, that could happen. I think that a spirit could attach to anything. Why not that? Kathy?
Oh, I think it's way too diminished by the time it gets to that. It's been watered down.
According to Professor Herbert P. Snewell of the Afterlife Institute in Melbourne, Maine, they did a study on this several years ago, and flowers were grown from two different areas. One that was of a serial killer, and the other that of a man who had saved his family from a burning building but perished. And would you not know, the serial killer flowers, the woman who received those on her date, head on with
Carol, don't believe this.
Carol is like, yes, yes. No, but I think
with an elk.
Guys, shut up. I think I win a lot of money.
A fucking elk head on with the elk.
Stop
and
it.
Now I was like, I am not believing this.
Because of the serial killer flowers. So
I do think that our energy.
Not good, but do I win money? Come on.
you win flowers. You win some flowers from elk. FTD.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, she hit an elf. Come on.
An elf. You in the.
Yes. You get $5.99 off your next purchase of $89.99 or more
at Burger King.
At Burger King.
What happened to the people from the like guy that was good?
The what?
You said the other guy like saved his family and stuff. For him,
the burning building.
What happened with those flowers?
We don't do feel good stories here.
I'm trying to get in on my winnings. Well,
yeah, I thought.
And I don't know. I was like manufacturing that as I was going. So, Professor Herbert T. Snewell Maybe we'll hear
Melbourne,
more.
Melbourne, Maine.
Melbourne, Maine. We'll hear some more of their studies later on. Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.